You're listening to SBS News.
Kerry Robertson was surrounded by her family as she took her final breath. The mother of three from the regional town of Bendigo died in a nursing home. Her daughter, Nicole Robertson, says there was nothing more doctors could do for her.
We would have loved to have had her around longer, but to watch her suffering the way that she was of no benefit to anybody. It wasn't helping her and it wasn't helping us.
Ms. Robertson is the first person in Victoria to use the state's historic Voluntary Assisted Dying Act. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010, but over the years it spread to her lungs, liver, bones and brain. Her daughter Jackie Hicks says she made the request once the legislation came into force.
We would say to her, even, you know, between appointments with the doctors, you know, are you sure this is what you want to do? And every time she was, yes, this is for me, this is what I want to do, I want to continue and push forward.
Patients are required to meet strict guidelines, including having a terminal illness with no more than 6 months to live or less than 12 months if they have a degenerative neurological condition. They also need two doctors to sign off on their application. The state's health minister, Jenny Markakos, describes Ms. Robertson's death as an historic moment.
And I particularly want to acknowledge her courage and the dignified manner in which she passed away recently on the 15th of July. Also want to honour and acknowledge the great bravery and courage shown by her daughters, Nicole and Jackie.
Ms. Markakos says there are a number of people who are currently going through the process but would not confirm numbers. The contentious legislation faced opposition from a number of groups in Victoria, including the Australian Medical Association and the Catholic Church. Now the fight will be had in Western Australia, where the legislation is expected to be introduced to Parliament this week. West Australian Liberal MP Nick Goiran, who is opposed to euthanasia, says the focus should be on better end of life care.
We should all be calling on the McGowan government to ensure that palliative care is available to every Western Australian, a situation that is not currently the case.
Advocates, including broadcaster and Go Gentle director Andrew Denton, are urging ministers opposed to the legislation to reconsider.
End of life can be brutal. It can lead to suicides and terrible decisions. And in a compassionate society, we should be able to do both things, improve palliative care and help those who palliative care can't help.
Ms. Robertson's daughter, Nicole, says she hopes her story can now help others.
I just honestly think that it's got to do with compassion and individual people. It's not about political agenda or religion. It's about human suffering and ending that suffering.
Gloria Claish, SBS News.